Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus this morning, to also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram-1, with capability to launch satellites into orbit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart to co-chair third India-Indonesia Defence Minister's Dialogue in New Delhi today. India International Trade Fair 2025 to conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Death toll in Hong Kong high-rise apartment fire rises to 44. And India secures hosting rights for 2030 Commonwealth Games, with Ahmedabad formally ratified as the venue. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram-1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles, with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Skyroot is India's leading private space company, founded by Pavan Chandana and Bharat Dhaka, both alumni of Indian Institutes of Technology and former scientists of ISRO turned entrepreneurs. In November 2022, Skyroot launched its suborbital rocket Vikram-S, becoming the first Indian private company to launch a rocket to space. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Minister's Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Safri Samsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. The Indonesian minister is on a two-day visit to India from November 26 to 27. The ministry noted that the visit reflects the growing momentum in India-Indonesia defence engagement and signals a shared commitment to expand the partnership. This interaction comes months after the President of Indonesia's visit to India in January, further reinforcing the strategic importance both countries attach to defence ties. India and Indonesia have been discussing the deal for a long time. The issue was discussed in detail during a high-level visit in January this year, when top Indonesian political and military leadership was in New Delhi. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair, IITF, will come down today. The 14-day mega global trade event that commenced at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the 14th of this month showcased India's rich diversity across its states. Bihar, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh were the partner states for this year's edition, while Jharkhand was the focus state. The wide-ranging participation across government, industry and international exhibitors reaffirms IITF's emergence as a global platform for trade, technology and cultural exchange. The Saras Ajivika Mela at IITF, organized by the Ministry of Rural Development, provided a platform for rural women to let their art, work and handmade dreams bloom before the world. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Garva Nirmala from Gujarat thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the surge in sales.
I have come from Bhuj, Kutch, Gujarat. I have come here to sell modal fabric. There is a lot of profit in this. It feels good to be here. This is a very good initiative by Modi ji, which gives women a platform to earn money.
The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India 2025 continues to create a buzz today. Akashwani brings you an exclusive on-ground coverage.
Filmmakers are arriving every hour at IFFI 2025, adding to the glitz at the red carpet. Regional cinema is also creating quite a buzz here. Directors Nitin and Nisha Chandra are here to present their family drama in Bhojpuri called Chhat.
Chhat, it's not about the festival. It is about the value inside your family.
Today, some wonderful movies are lined up for screenings and most of the halls are already sold out. Some films to be screened today are Orenda, Cotton Queen, A Poet, Sleepless City, The Woman, among others. However, people are looking forward to the master classes today. Aamir Khan, the Tom Hanks of India, has a session titled The Narrative Architect of the Social Transformation and Inclusivity. 50 years of the magnum opus Sholay are being celebrated, and filmmaker Ramesh Sippy and Kiran Sippy will be talking on why Sholay still resonates. While it's important to produce good cinema, it's equally important to preserve cinema. Nagarjun and C.V. Rao would be talking on preserving the classic The Journey of Shiva. It is to be noted that IFFI 2025 is also screening classics like Pyasa, Gaman, Umrao Jaan, Dr. Goodness Ki Amar Kahani, among others. Stay tuned to Akashvani for latest updates from IFFI, where cinema is beating in hearts of many. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Sara Mujtaba, Akashvani News, IFFI, Goa.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Hong Kong, death toll in high-rise apartment fire at the Wang Fuk Court housing complex in Thai Po district has risen to 44, while 700 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters. 279 people are still missing. The raging fire sent up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread quickly on bamboo scaffolding and construction netting that had been set up around the exterior of the housing complex last night. More than 800 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Fuk Court, with Hong Kong's chief executive John Lee saying the fire is now coming under control. US President Donald Trump has announced that South Africa will not be invited to next year's G20 summit in Miami. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote that he is halting all US payments and subsidies to the country immediately after what he described as its mistreatment of an American representative at this year's G20 gathering. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. Sri Lanka's meteorology department has issued a red warning as a low-pressure system developing in the southeast of the island is expected to intensify into a depression within 24 hours. The system is moving northwest, bringing the risk of widespread heavy rainfall and strong winds across the country. Authorities warn that major parts of the island could receive over 150 millimetres of rain, along with wind speeds of 50 to 60 kilometres per hour. Showers or thunderstorms are expected at times over most parts of the island in the coming days. The public has been urged to take precautions to reduce potential damage. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus this morning. To also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites into orbit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart to co-chair 3rd India-Indonesia Defence Ministers Dialogue in New Delhi today. India International Trade Fair 2025 to conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Death toll in Hong Kong high-rise apartment fire rises to 44. And India secures hosting rights for 2030 Commonwealth Games, with Ahmedabad formally ratified as the venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.